Welcome back to another episode of Arnold's Pump Club. I have a special challenge that I want to share with you today. But first, I want to talk to you about training partners. I have always been a fanatic about training with friends. From my earliest days with the weightlifting team in Graz, training has been a social experience. Some people who watch Pumping Iron for the first time say to me, "All of you guys in the gym were preparing to compete against each other, but you were all friends and were helping each other. What's the deal with that?" I get it. In most sports, competitors don't train with each other leading up to championships. So it's a little strange to most people. But you know what? I thought it was fantastic. Bodybuilders don't do it as much these days, but all the professionals who compete in the Arnold Strongman Classic trained together, what people don't realize is that if I help one of my competitors get stronger and stronger, that person is going to push me more and more in the gym. Have a tougher competitor, but I'll also have a stronger training partner and a lot more fun while working out. If he's strong, he'll push me for more reps and more weights, and I'll improve faster. That's why I always love training with Franco. He was so strong and so funny that we were always lifting each other up. And that's the beauty of a training partner. You don't just lift weights. You lift each other. I love reading your messages about how much this podcast and the daily email helps all of you. Now, I want all of you to try to find someone else you can lift up. You might immediately have someone in mind. You might be thinking, "Arnold, I don't have any friends who train. What the hell am I going to do?" I'll tell you what you are going to do. Remember how we focused on little wins like walking more, doing 10 minutes of squats? Find a friend and invite them to join you. If you live in a new town and don't know anybody, you've got two choices. Find a new friend or make an old friend a FaceTime training partner. That way, not only will you have someone to push you to become better, you'll also connect with someone in a new way, which is one of the best things you can do for your health. Now, let's move to my challenge. Earlier this week, I talked about the importance of selling. It's so important that it is a whole chapter of my book, Be Useful. So many people are afraid to sell, or they think selling is beneath them, or they think they don't have anything to sell. Wrong. Even if you have no product, you are always selling yourself. And your first customer is yourself. You have to sell yourself on your vision, whether it is to be the best teacher in the world, to be lean and healthy, or to create a hit podcast. And then you have to sell everyone else. This weekend's challenge is to work on your sales pitch. First, figure out what you are selling. Do you have a big vision you need to convince yourself to chase, or do you need to convince your parents, friends, and family? Do you have a business? Do you have a job interview coming up? Next, figure out the customer. This is important. Your sales pitch changes based on who you are selling to. I talk in the book about how when I was an apprentice in sales, my boss taught me to watch the husbands and wives that came into the store and figure out the decision maker. Many times, even though it was way back in the boomer days, the customer was the woman. You have to know your audience. Finally, sit down and write a short sales pitch. No matter what you're selling, whether it's yourself, a product, or a dream, I want you to pretend you're making a commercial. Write a simple, less than one-page pitch designed to persuade your target audience. If you want to go for extra credit, take your pitch and try it on someone you know. It might feel weird, but if you can learn to sell, you can start to accomplish more than you thought possible. That's it for today's episode. I created this podcast because I believe that fitness is for everyone. So I'm using the power of machines to help me deliver news, information, and support that will make you healthier. I am not a cybernetic organism, but I do have an important mission: to build the positive corner of the internet and lift up the world. there's too much negativity online, and I want this podcast to give you the support you need to become a little bit better. I want to thank our editors-in-chief, Adam Bornstein and Daniel Ketchel, who helped me with this podcast and our daily newsletter, as well as our producers, Pen Name Consulting. We value all your feedback, and the three of us are here to support you. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a review. We love hearing from you. Together, we have the strength to lift up the world.